Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
April 1st, here's what's trending.
What's trending this morning is it was Kid Rock at the White House yesterday. No joke. Standing by the president's side, there was an executive order that was signed. So the EO has to do with ticket scalping and reselling of tickets. And Kid Rock was there representing, you know, music, looking to change ways that live entertainment events are priced. If you've bought concert tickets over the last few years, you might have noticed, I don't know, they've gone up. Trump on the executive order.
So this is an executive order, as you said, that deals with the ticket reselling business. For fans of live entertainment and for entertainers as well, the ticket reselling industry has become a huge issue. These people use bots and computer algorithms to buy up huge blocks of tickets and then jack up the price so that fans of live entertainers like Mr. Ritchie, I almost called him Mr. Rock, don't have access to concerts the way that they should. And when they do, it's at exorbitantly high prices. So what this executive order does, it charges the FTC and the Department of Justice with rigorously enforcing laws on the books. In collaboration with state attorneys general that have power over consumer protection and other people who have the power to really crack down on this issue so that entertainers and fans won't be subject to these abusive and oftentimes illegal practices.
So it was a press moment at the White House, and I don't know how the question came up, but that thing where his former daughter-in-law is dating Tiger Woods came up.
What is your thought about Tiger Woods now becoming part of the broader Trump family?
Well, I love Tiger, and I love Vanessa, and they had a great relationship. I happen to think the relationship was hurt very badly by the witch hunt that went on, Russia, and all the crap that they put Don through. Who knew nothing about it? But Vanessa and Don had a very good relationship. They have incredible children, five incredible children. All good athletes, all great students, they're like great. And they broke up, you know, quite a while ago. And which was to me very sad because I think they're both great. Don and Vanessa. And Tiger actually called me a few months ago and have a very special, very good relationship with Tiger. I played golf with him a couple of times over the last month. And he's a fantastic guy and a fantastic athlete. And he told me about it. And I said, Tiger, that's good. That's good. I'm very happy for both. I just let them both be happy.
I was at the White House yesterday, and that was a press conference that was supposed to be about ticket pricing.
Yeah.
And that turned into Tiger Woods chatter. I mean,
well, you knew that question at some point was going to get asked.
Yes, it was an odd thing because, Jan, the whole time Kid Rock is standing there, concert ready, like ready to go. He looks in his full Kid Rockness. It was quite a day at the White House. The restaurant Hooters filing for bankruptcy. This was announced Monday night, and I know it's April Fool's, and you're thinking, huh? No, for real, Hooters filing for bankruptcy, despite the filing and a $376 million debt tab, the brand insists it's not going anywhere. They're just going to change things up. The skimpy outfits, going to be gone. That is if things go the way that the original owners that want to take over the company again get their way. The chain is restructuring through Chapter 11. There was one here for a while. I think we had a couple locations in West New York.
One right across from the station.
We had
yes,
two.
There was.
One was in the Mall Galleria Mall. The
Galleria. That's right. Yeah, Wee's. You know exactly where they
no,
were.
No, I don't, but yeah.
But that's just, yeah. They were there.
Yeah, they were there.
Wait, one was in the Galleria Mall?
Yeah, there was one in the Galleria.
Yeah, it was on the second floor. It didn't stay open too long. It closed, you know.
It was nearish the food court.
Yeah, nearish. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, yeah, it might have
to go around
the
corner.
Pottery Barn, maybe, or something like
that. Yeah, like down the hall from Pottery Barn.
Something like that.
Yeah, before you get to the...
I do not remember that.
Weez?
But anyway,
Yeah, we had Pizzeria Uno there, and we had something
else.
There you
go.
Jack Astor's is the one that I always went
that's
to the
other end. Yeah, that's the other end. Yeah.
No, that's not there anymore, is it? I don't think. I haven't been to the mall in ever.
Yeah.
So they're looking to rebrand, redo, remake Hooters in some way, shape, or form. The story out of Costa Rica, the son of the former Yankees outfielder Brett Gardner is in the news again today. They believe they may have gotten closer to the cause of that 14-year-old's passing, and they believe it may be carbon monoxide poisoning. As more investigations occurred, they did testing, and they believe that it was a room close to where 14-year-old Miller Gardner was sleeping. That was like a engineering room or an equipment room that may have had some HVAC equipment that may have caused carbon monoxide poisoning. And again, it's not 100% confirmed, but they think they may have got down and believed there have been some type of contamination that may have caused the passing of this 14-year-old. A report was made to the Ministry of Health with the fire department in the area, collaboration with the FBI on this one. And the advice or warning for families traveling, because we've had a few stories like this.
Yeah, we have.
Of people traveling. Bring your own carbon monoxide detector. You can purchase one, like a portable one or something that just plugs in an outlet. I would say for any family traveling to a resort, a hotel complex, whatever, bring your own carbon monoxide detector. They're not that expensive.
Yeah.
You can pick them up at a big retailer.
It sounds like, sounds I mean, now we're bringing.
I know.
Yeah.
Well.
It beats the alternative, yeah.
If you're traveling, highly recommend that might be an option for you. Big news from Full House star Dave Coulier, dude that was in town for the world's largest disco. Mm-hmm. He announces he is cancer-free.
Oh, good.
He announced back in November that he had been diagnosed with a stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma. That's a form of blood cancer. It was Candace Cameron Bure was celebrating his news on Instagram, writing, "Dave is cancer-free. Join me in celebrating this amazing news." That is a great story. Make a chance for him to ring that bell. Dave Coulier announcing cancer-free. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:25.